Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The Labor Department today says that the producer price index was unchanged on a seasonally adjusted basis from a month earlier. Excluding volatile food and energy categories, prices rose 0.1%. The report will likely reassure Federal Reserve officials that inflationary pressures remain tame as they start 2 days of meetings today. Russia's currency dropped to an all-time low against the dollar today as investors fret about the fallout of economic sanctions. The U.S. and the European Union last week imposed a new round of sanctions against Russia for its actions in Ukraine. Russian officials say that the sanctions could send Russia's economy into recession for 1 or 2 years. Yesterday afternoon, after the closing bell, NASS released its latest crop progress report for the week ending September 14th. The numbers look like this. Corn dented 82% versus 69% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 85%. Corn rated mature 27% versus 15% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 39%. 4% of the corn crop is harvested versus the five-year average of 9%. Soybeans dropping leaves 24% versus 12% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 32%. Soybean conditions 72% good to excellent, and that's unchanged from a week ago. Fair 22%, poor 5%, and very poor 1%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading at 17,012. It's down 18 points. The NASDAQ is trading at 45.22, up 3.5, and the S&P 500 is trading at, as the computer grinds through, don't have a quote just at the moment. We'll get you one shortly.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and services geared specifically to the agricultural community.
The 25th annual All-Day Ag Outlook meeting is March 4th at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. And along with our great panels on corn, soybeans, and cash grain markets, we'll hear Sue Martin's agricultural outlook. Murray Wise will give us the lowdown on land values in 2014. And we'll get everyone up to speed on the commodity title of the new farm bill. The cost is $30 and includes a continental... I'm sorry about that. Played the wrong cut for you this morning. I meant to say, rather than that, that our first annual WILL Ag Farm Assets Conference is November 24th at the Marriott Hotel on the Illinois State University campus in Normal. And we have panels on farmland values as well as crop insurance and the ARC-PLC decision. And we have marketing panels on corn, soybeans, and cash grain from all of our on-air analysts. The cost for this day is $25. It includes lunch and parking in the hotel parking garage as well. You can get your tickets now at 800-898-1065 or on our secure website at willag.org. That's willag.org. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
If it wasn't for a cool front that's going to be moving through the Midwest with a little bit of tropical moisture insurgence over the weekend, the majority of the next 2 weeks would be looking very dry across a big part of the Midwest. And the forecast is going to be still favorable, even though we do have this one disrupting event. The cool front that's expected to come across the region will occur over the weekend, maybe beginning as early as Thursday night and Friday in the northwestern Corn Belt and advancing through most of the kind of crop region as we go from Saturday into Sunday. The cold front only becomes significant when tropical moisture from the remnants of Tropical Cyclone Odile becomes involved with the system, and that will likely take place as we finish out this week and move into the weekend as well. The merging of these two systems will likely lead the way towards a greater rain band that may occur in the region from Kansas into parts of Illinois and Indiana, perhaps southern Michigan. It all depends on the exact timing in which the tropical system's remnants join up with the frontal boundary. If the remnants don't show up until a little bit later in time, the frontal system will be further south, and so will the greater rains. If the frontal system and the tropical moisture align themselves more quickly, we could see some greater rains in Iowa and parts of Wisconsin. Right now, though, the most favored time period for the two to meet up will be probably on Friday, and we'll likely see that band of greater rains occurring across the region from the Central Plains into a part of Illinois and northern Indiana. Now, the rainfall amounts in that greater band could run 1 to 2 inches. Some of the computer forecast models suggested more than 3 inches might occur. I think that may be a little bit much, but we'll continue to monitor. It's not out of the realm of possibilities. Rainfall in the rest of the Midwest probably run a couple tenths to 3/4 of an inch. It'll all be more or less disruptive to crop maturation and harvest progress, but the good news is that there's not much precipitation that follows this event. Almost all of next week will be left dry across the Midwest, and a relatively warm temperature bias is expected to be in place as well, and that will likely translate into a good drying environment for the most part, and also an opportunity for more aggressive crop maturation and harvest progress to be made during that period of time. The temperatures in the Midwest today will be mostly in the 60s. We'll look for some 70s in the western and southernmost fringes of the region. As we move into the day tomorrow, we'll still be upper 60s and 70s across a fair amount of the region, but a couple of 80-degree temperatures may occur in Kansas or parts of western Missouri. As we get into the day of Thursday, we'll see very little change in the temperature distribution. On Friday, though, we'll start seeing the warmer air push more deeply into the Midwest. We'll look for temperatures running in the 70s and 80s for the most part, and that will probably continue as we move on into the day on Saturday with more 70s and 80s expected. Some slight cooling will occur thereafter behind that frontal boundary that we talked about previously, and the temperatures will come back down into the 70s with a few upper 60s perhaps in the northern parts of the region. The low temperatures at night over these next several nights are likely to be mostly in a seasonably mild to coolish range. We'll look for some upper 30s and 40s to occur tomorrow morning, but after that 40s and 50s will be common. There will be some lower 60s that will occur just ahead of that cool front over the course of the weekend. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather on WILL comes from Busey. With over 145 years of agribusiness experience, Busey's team is committed to providing resources to today's producers. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red winter December wheat at 584 3/4 is down 1.5. Soft December 497.5 down 3.25. December corn 341 down 2. March 353 1/4 down 1 3/4. November soybeans are 984.5 down 5. October soybean meal 337.70 down 110. October soybean oil 33.25 down 2 cents. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, I hear that harvesting is well underway in parts of central Illinois.
In places they're beginning, and we're still hearing none. I mean, south of you, 80 miles, we're hearing 250 to 270. Around here, we've got a little bit happening. They're saying it's better than they thought, and moisture's less than they thought. But just an example of what's happening. Right now, those numbers you gave us is 10 off the high on beans, and 16 off the high on beans and 10 off the high on corn. Those FSA acres came out, and people finally realized they're not finalized. They won't finalize them to December or January. So the acres continue to grow because they haven't been able to count them all. So corn down 1, beans down 5. We had beans up 10 plus. We had corn over 350. We're back at 341.
Even if the FSA acres imply some fewer planted acres, at the end of the day, traders probably looking at bigger overall yield numbers than they probably cancel each other out or even maybe be a little bearish.
Right. That's pretty much what everybody's saying. And they first looked at the acres where they realized, yeah, they raised actually planted acres because they're not done counting yet. And they also raised acres by 40 million on prevent plant on corn and I think 17 on beans. But they've still got acres to count that they haven't counted. And that's what industry doesn't realize is those numbers aren't final at all. When they finally realized that corn went from up 12 to down 6, and beans, that was beans, and corn went from up 8 to down 3.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, Pete, thanks much.
Have a good one. Bye.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. December corn is 341 and a quarter, down 1 3/4. March, 353 and a quarter, down 1 3/4. July is 369 and a quarter, down 1 1/4. November soybeans are 984, down 5 1/2. January, 992, down 5 1/2. July, 1013 and a quarter, down 3. October soybean meal, 338, down 80 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.